was not a beard, if you wondered. That was not a beard. Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said beard twice.
Yes, you did.
No, it's funny.
It's not a beard nor a beer.
None of it.
Wasn't a bear.
Wise words. okay, session two now. Session one, how was that?
It was good.
It's good.
It's good.
Was it a lot to review? Because it's been 3 days now.
Yep.
Was it a lot to review?
No.
No?
No, I reviewed some, but it wasn't hard to review.
No?
It sort of resonated with everything else we had gone through.
Lovely, lovely. So every session we'll start with, especially on Thursdays, we will focus on what we just learned. Now, right now, we haven't learned too much, more spoken, just a lot of gibberish and stuff. So we need to, we don't have to go through too many words. There's not too many words to go through simply, but we'll do that anyways. The idea is that it was Monday, ideally, it was Monday, and now it's Thursday. Over this course, you've been given some sentences to listen to in audio file, along with some vocab that you've just gone through. And this is nothing new, just all the words that we've studied. So, just starting off now, I just want to ask you, how would you say good?
How?
How would you say hungry?
Ugh.
And you?
Me?
Very?
How?
Good. Or like, how? And what happens at the end of the word, then? Or at the end of the sentence? Hawa. So, we can start there. Well, actually, no, how do you remember to say mom?
Mama.
Dad?
Baba.
Good. And cat?
Mao.
Good. Very good. And we can start there. We have hungry. Beautiful.
May,
beautiful. So, mom is beautiful.
Mama mia.
Mama mia. Mom is very beautiful.
Mama how mia.
Mama how mia. Very good, very good, very good. Okay. Sorry about that. okay, session two now. We'll start with tones. Nothing, like, this is something that scares a lot of people. I do not wish it to scare upon you. Just merely that you understand what it means and more so the function of it, because it serves a function. Many people just go, oh, tones, that's one of the reasons Chinese is so difficult. But remember, do you remember what I said? Each character only has how many syllables?
One.
Good, so it means that each character can also be a word, like mountain or fire or vehicle. Whatever. And like Mao or Ma or Mei or Hao, these are all one characters.
Yes.
Which means that, like, beautiful, you have three syllables. So it's very easy to differentiate between the sound because it's such a long sound. It's not going to be confused with anything else, which is what makes Chinese difficult, but also what makes Chinese easy, because there's never going to be a word that is long as beautiful, and that is just going to convey one word that is beautiful. Instead, it's going to be mei.
Yep.
And depending on the tone, you can differentiate the different things. Basically, what I'm saying here is there are many, many, many fewer sounds in Chinese than there are in any other language.
Right.
Okay, or especially that you have ever learned. So we can start with mei then. First tone is going to be mei, mei.
Mei.
How does that go? Mei.
Sort of up.
Sort of up. Try again. Mei.
Okay, it's flat then.
It's flat. Right? Mei is the flat
tone. I should warn
tone.
Everyone that he has tried to teach me tones, what is it, 2 times already?
I think it went very well. It's just been a while.
I've had a really tough time differentiating between them.
You're making it sound like it's difficult.
No, I think it's a personal problem. I hope everyone else is better at catching them than I am. And probably they will be screaming at me for guessing wrong.
For guessing wrong?
Yes.
I can be screaming at you for guessing it right so many times. I've been impressed so far, and I know I will be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not to set any expectations here. don't worry, I'm the teacher. I will tell when to judge and not. Your tones are good. or the ones that I heard. What we did was I did give Saga a test here. So I said, okay, I wanted to teach her some Chinese to see how you'd respond to it.
Yep.
And I think you were a very good candidate. The fact that you've never learnt before and you don't have any background with this. You've never been to China.
Nope.
And so, like how you responded to it went very well, I think. So, and including the tone. So I think that's one of the reasons why I want to do this with you. And you're also very fun to talk to, so.
All right.
Tones, ma. First tone, that's the flat tone.
Flat one.
Ma, you can just take that one and just pull it horizontally and you get ma, first tone.
Mm-hmm.
And we can put all of these things like, that's another tone, but make that with a first tone then.
What?
Make That's not the first tone, but make that with the first tone. So you just don't go anywhere. It's easy if you put it high pitch, like
Right.
Later on, when you get professional, you go and people can tell that it's the first tone, even though it's not. You're not really going high pitch, really. Okay, the next one is, we were going with ma. So ma, and that actually means mom, by the way.
Right.
Mom, okay? So ma means mom. And then we have ma, ma, ma.
It goes up,
yeah. Right?
Ma.
Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ma. When you're asking questions in English, you're actually always going up.
Yeah.
What's your name? Like, what's your name? You're always going up. Similarly here, ma, ma. Try with the second tone. Good. So let's call that the rising tone. Can we find another funny word for it?
Something that
triggers your mind, your memory.
I think the rising one is going to be
rising.
Yeah.
Let's call it rising.
I only remember that is like a gut punch.
That's the last one we have to look forward to.
Yes.
Ma is the second tone and it means hemp. Hemp.
No, the actual.
Hemp.
Hemp.
Ma.
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 Okay. So, and hemp could also sometimes be confused with marijuana.
Yeah.
So, you could say mom, marijuana. Try it. Ma, ma.
Ma, ma.
Yeah. I don't know why we would ever say that, but we can start adding verbs soon. And then maybe like she wants some marijuana or something. Definitely, we should practice with negation there. She doesn't want it.
Yes.
But just be aware here, because this is when it gets funny, and you should be very, very wary a little bit. Like, how about like saying, like, you need to be able to differentiate between mom and saying marijuana in this case. Mm. But it very rarely happens. Chinese people don't even know, like, there's some words even that are, like, because there's so few sounds. So even by using tones to differentiate them, they still sound the same. They still have the same tone.
Yeah.
So then there's nobody who can ever differentiate between them, except if you use context.
Yeah.
So Chinese people have take a bit too much pride, I think, in their tones.
Mm.
Whereas it's what's actually true is that they listen to the context so much as well. And I think we want to give Chinese a lot of discredit for it, like, oh, tones make it so difficult. But then I just say, speak fast, and then everyone will get what you're saying anyways, because there's no tone then.
Right.
So Chinese is not really that difficult, and the tones are okay. Think about it, if you're preaching opera or if you rap, you don't use tones. Right. Chinese people can still sing.
All right, yeah. Makes sense.
Makes sense. Okay, so we have ma, and now we have ma, ma,
ma,
ma. What am I doing?
You're going down a bit and going up. The check mark.
The check mark. Ma, because it goes up further.
Yep.
Like we go ma, ma, and then the up motion, the rising is longer than the down motion. But there's a little sound, like a tiny, tiny break there.
Yeah.
Tiny pause. Ma.
Mm-hmm.
This is horse.
Oh.
Okay. Right. So you say horse beautiful.
Ma mei.
Ma mei or ma hao mei ya.
Ma hao mei ya.
Ma hao mei ya. Wonderful. Now.
But that sounds sort of like I'm saying, mom, how beautiful. Ma hao mei ya.
Ma. But then, like, again, Chinese people, like I'm talking to them, you can say ma like a mom, but you can also say mama.
Right.
Okay. If you know your tones and you want to sound accurate, you should just say ma. But or you want to like sound proficient, you just say ma.
Mm.
But it's fine if you just say mama. I always use mama. Everyone just says mama. And the word for parent, by the way, guess how to say parent in Chinese.
How am I supposed to know that?
Oh, I just wrote it here. I'm sorry if you saw it.
I did not.
Okay.
Boo.
No, you can't see it. Boo. That's the next one. Boo. No, it's bama.
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 Right.
Dad, mom. You can say baba, mama.
Baba, sorry. Mama.
You can say, you can say baba, mama, but bama is much better.
That actually doesn't make so much sense.
Mm.
It's like mom and dad.
Yeah. So be like, oh, mom and dad, how beautiful. Oh. Say that.
How beautiful.
Mama, beautiful.
Bama, how mei ya.
Baba, how mei ya. Fantastic. Bama is like a mix between them. Yep. Beautiful. Okay. So ma was horse. If horse is beautiful, horse is hungry. Tell me. You can just point at yourself and go, how. Okay, good. And then we have ma.
Ma.
Ma. Ma. What tone is that?
It sounds flat to me, but Ma. I'm guessing that's not what.
If I punch you in your stomach, you made that sound.
Oh, that's the gut punch one.
Ma.
All right.
Ma.
All right.
It's same as ugh.
Yep.
Ugh.
So gut punch.
Mm. So hungry, gut punch. It makes so much sense that hungry is ugh, like gut punch, fourth tone. Perfect. So ugh, hungry, and ma. And it means something aggressive. It means to scold someone, to tell someone off.
Okay.
Like to scold someone. So mom is usually scolding her kids. So we can say mama, ma. And then we can say, what else can we say? Felix. Let's try that first.
Mama, ma, Felix.
Very good. Mama, ma, Felix. Or if we want to make it, like again, these are usually used as an example to scare people. Like people who don't want Chinese to succeed, they'll be like, look, this is so hard. But let's try it anyways, because it's funny. And this never really happens in Chinese. The ma, ma, ma example is four very common words, and accidentally they sound all the same. But this really never happens. There's no like ba, 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 which all sound very similar and all right. used equally commonly also. So we have like, mom scolds the horse.
Mama, ma, ma.
So good.
Oh, very nice.
So good. Very nice, very nice. Very but that's nice. So good. Okay. Mama, mama. Good. And then what we have now, let me write that down first. While you say it, I should write it down. Mama, ma, ma. Perfect. Now, when we're just studying pinyin, you will just see mama, mama. You will have the tones though. Sometimes when we're lazy, we can just write ma and then put a one after it.
Right.
And people, like, you just have to learn that first tone is flat. But you can also see it with a flat tone on above it. I will write it in the PDF later on.
Yes, okay? Please.
Now, what you might want to notice is that one thing here is that mama, the second one, what tone is that? Mama, for mom.
Is it the flat one?
Or it's not the flat one.
Is it the gut punch one?
It's actually number zero I'm going to write here.
Oh, that is a trick question.
Trick question, ha ha ha. So, that was a trick laugh.
That was a genuine laugh.
Okay, so we have, like whenever we repeat something, Chinese does that so much. Like in thank you say xie, and that's fourth tone. But then you say xie xie. Like if you repeat something, the second one is always this neutral tone. It doesn't have a tone. People are like, oh, well, there's no neutral tone in Chinese. It sounds like the something-something tone, the fourth tone maybe. But it just means that it's like, it just fades out into darkness or something.
Right.
So mama.
Mama.
And all the family words are the same. You just repeat baba, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's fourth tone.
Yeah.
And baba. You see, like, you sort of, fades into nothing. Yep. Baba, say after me.
Baba.
Baba. And gege means older brother.
Gege.
Gege. What tone is that?
Well, is it the first one and then the zero one?
Good. First zero. Zero or neutral. Good. And then meimei.
Meimei.
Meimei, what tone?
Is it the same?
Meimei.
Yeah, isn't it the same?
No, I'm like gut punching. Me.
Is that a gut punch?
Me.
Okay.
But like, it's also the shortest sound. When you go up, it's a bit slower. This one is really slow. Ma, you can definitely tell. Mei mei, it's really fast. Okay. Mei
mei. Mei
mei. Mei mei.
Are both of them four?
No, mei mei. Never, if we repeat, if it's the same character twice, we never, that's a good rule. We never
use the same tone.
Yes. Twice. But that's fine. You'll get away with it 100% if you do right. it. If you say mei mei, it just sounds weird, but. Can you see how Chinese people, like, they didn't want to confuse you, they just did this because they thought it makes sense. Like, mei mei sounds better than mei mei.
True.
Mm, if you think so, believe so with your own ears. So, ge ge is older brother. Now note that Chinese does older brother, older bro, and they do mei mei, which is younger sister.
So, if it's an older sister?
Well, these ones are my favorite ones. Mei, also Mei is funny. We'll start with Mei. I'll teach you older and younger for the other ones too, or the other two words that we're missing now. And those we'll be able to say sibling and sister and brother also. For some reason, Chinese people are like infatuated by like, wait, you can't just tell me sister or brother. Please tell me how old they are. They get like provoked if you don't say older or younger brother if you speak English to them.
Okay.
Because they have these words in Chinese. Okay, mei mei means younger brother, younger sister.
Yeah.
It does, I hope you're not, I think I'm allowed to say this, Close your eyes, close your ears, more importantly, if you are below 18. Meme also is the genitalia for women.
Oh no.
Okay, so like this is all contextual as well, so don't worry.
So C word.
C word. Uh-huh, no. Yes, that's, I'll cut that out of the way. Yes. So gaga, it's not actually the genitalia for male. That's going to be another funny one, which is Didi. That's younger brother. Isn't that cute?
All right.
Younger brother, just Didi.
So, right, so Didi. And D means?
No, just, no, you have to say Didi.
Okay, so what does Didi mean?
Didi, younger brother, also penis.
Pee-pee.
Exactly.
Right. So Didi is pee-pee and also younger brother.
And Mei-mei is the one for, what should I call that? Vijay. Okay, lovely. Okay, but again, if you just say Mei-mei, please don't be scared of saying like, oh, here's my Mei-mei. That's fine. That's completely fine. No one would ever get you wrong on that. It's only if you have an agenda. People go, oh, okay, she's talking about
so
that.
So if I show up naked and say, here's Mei-mei.
Yes, let's talk about that later. Okay, Didi is funny. It sounds very cute, don't you think?
Yes.
Didi. Gugu sounds a bit larger. Gugu, he takes care of you, don't you think?
No, I think it sort of sounds like the sound babies make before they can talk. Gugu.
Gugu. Oh, okay, yeah. So maybe the gugu, like you want to dress your gugu.
Yeah. Maybe. You can't say older brother. So you just go Google.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. All the blood there. It's a lot of syllables as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's also too many R's. All the blood there. Now we have Didi. Okay, so now we can say sister beautiful.
Mei mei ya.
And now what are the tones? I will say it and you will say it. I will skip the hao mei ya, but you just tell me the tones. Mei mei hao, oh, mei 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 ya.
This is the first one. Say it again.
Mei 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 ya. Or let's skip the ah. Ah, it's just, it's a neutral tone.
Right.
So first, we're saying mei mei. Mei 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 ya.
Yes. So the first one, like the first mei.
Mm.
Is it the flat one?
The first mei.
Yeah, or is it the one that goes up?
Mei mei. Mei mei.
Oh, it's a gut punch.
Gut punch, good. Mei mei. Then we've done that. Good. So fourth tone, and then meia.
Well, so is it the one that the zero?
Meia.
It's not the zero one, is
mei.
It? Mei. Yes, I don't know. I don't know, man.
No, you hear my pause, and then I still sound a little bit. That means I'm going up and down and up.
The check mark.
Mei. Check mark. So number three. Again, this is definitely all you need to know, and even plenty more than that. Yeah, already. Right. These are the these. Yeah, now you can guess the tones.
For
as well.
For the life of me, I cannot guess the tones.
That's no. Please let me decide if you can or not.
You're I've got perfectly every single one wrong.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
No. Okay.
I think it's because in my head it's sort of like. I don't think of them as going down and up. I just sort of think of them as maybe a rooftop or something.
Uh huh.
Not sure.
Well, start picturing tones instead of rooftops. that's what I was paid to say. I will say what I will do is, like, please don't be hard on yourself. People are too hard on themselves. One, the most major problem that I have in all of my classes is that I have like 20 students in one class, and 18 of them say, come to me, and they say, I'm the worst student in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I'm like, every time they ask me, I'm like, am I allowed to share this information with all the other students? And then it's a relief to hear that everyone thinks they suck.
Right.
And I am the one who ultimately decides who sucks or not. I will tell you if you suck.
I get that.
One of you guys might suck out there, but you definitely do right now.
I just feel like the tones is definitely my biggest challenge so far.
That's supposed to be. Okay. It's supposed to be. Okay, I'll say a few different words now. And from now on in the vocab list, you will see the same words that we just learned, but with tones as well. So, pin, yin.
Flat
yin,
goes up.
Pin. We'll start with pin.
Gut punch goes up.
No, pin. It's not pin. That would be pin.
All right.
I'm going pin.
So, flat one.
Pin. I'm going up.
Pin.
Pin.
Okay.
You can hear the pause in the middle of the sound.
Yeah, now I can.
So, pin.
So third one.
Okay, please don't be hard on yourself. This is the first time that I wanted you to practice this.
Okay.
Pin, yin, yin.
flat.
Perfect. Pinyin, you say it?
Pinyin.
Pinyin. Good. Hanzi. 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 Character. Hanzi.
Flat.
Han.
Gut punch.
Gut punch. Hanzi.
So that also sounds like a gut punch.
Brilliant. Hanzi.
But I thought you said that they never use the same tone twice.
Good. If it's the same character twice.
Oh.
So baba, mama.
Okay. Never mind then.
There is an exception to the
thought
rule
I
as
had
well.
A gotcha moment.
Very good. Very good. Almost. I'm not that stupid. No, very good. You are very smart indeed. Ni hao. Ni hao. Ni.
Yeah, that sounds flat to me.
Ni.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a check mark to me.
Thank you. Ni. How would flat be? Ni.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Ni hao. Hao.
That also sounds like a check mark.
I feel like the word hao is funny to say. It sounds like I'm eating, like, what's that thing called when it's like eating stuff in the game?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. It sounds like hao. Yeah. Hao. Hao. Yeah. Hao. Yeah. So try and think of Pac-Man every time you say hao. Mm. What's something here though? This is interesting. Ni hao. I will let you guess what we do here. Ni hao. Chinese people are like, oh no, wait. If there's two, three, third tones next to each other, because the third tone takes so long to pronounce. Ni hao. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? There's two check marks.
Say faster?
No, say it faster. We change one tone actually, but this is like over, like this is advanced level stuff, and you don't, like I've gotten away with this for 3 years, I think, until I realized that this was a rule. Mm-hmm. What do you think you do? Ni hao. You'll change the first one, I can tell you.
You're so a flat to, one.
You're not supposed to be able to get this.
No,
because you still want it to sound like the third tone. So you make it the rising tone. Ni hao. Ni hao. So instead of going ni hao, you go ni hao. Yeah.
Right.
If that makes more sense. So if there's three tones, two third tones next to each other, that's what you do.
Right.
Okay. Hao.
Hao.
Hao. Now, finally, I can tell you, Chinese people use hao as good, but also as okay. So okay. On the phone, they say hao, hao, hao.
Right.
They eat Pac-Man all the time alive on the phone. If you're in a Chinese metro, it's so funny, you say hao. Or if you're listening to someone talking on the phone and they say hao, that's the one you can tell. Oh, this guy's Chinese, you can show off to everyone else. Because they will definitely say hao at least once every 30 seconds. It means good, it means okay. It's also going to be asking, like, is this good for you? Does it work? Hao. And if it's really good, you put an ha at the end, right?
Yeah.
So,
hao a.
Hao a, brilliant. Okay. Then a is usually just a neutral tone. Sometimes it could be a first tone. It does not really matter. Don't be confused.
Gut punch.
Gut punch. Yes. Me.
It's the check mark.
Check mark. Mama.
Say it again.
Mama.
Say it slowly.
Mama.
So is it the go flat one until the... No?
Ma. Yes. Ma. Flat and one. Then what? Mama. The last one just disappears, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, zero.
Yes, zero. Good. Baba.
Same one?
No. Ba. Not ba. Ba.
Oh, gut punch.
Good. Good. Baba. It's a bit faster. And don't worry, guys, back home, if you can't tell, then that's completely fine. Don't worry. You'll get this in time.
So baba is gut punch to the neutral.
Mm. But you know that the next one is always going to be neutral if it's... Or neutral if it's baba. Or mama, or meme, or like it's if we repeat it.
All right.
Mao, cat.
That sounds very flat to me.
Sounds very flat to you. You just told me you were bad at this, and you got everyone.
Yes, but I'm also looking at you while you type.
No, you're saying
I'm
it. No, you're saying it. Okay. Lovely. We'll see later on when you actually speak in fluent Chinese if you're cheating or not at this point, because then you can't tell what I'm writing. Okay. Okay, lovely. Okay, so that's it with that. Now, actually, we have gurgu written it here, so you can't tell.
Gurgu.
Gurgu.
It sounds like a gut punch.
Gurgu. Gurgu.
Okay, sounds like rising.
Good. Oh, no. Gurgu. Gurgu.
Okay, sounds like flat.
We don't actually have any rising tone so far. Oh, yeah, ni hao turned into a ni. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the most difficult ones are telling if it's a second, rising, or tic-tac, or like a check mark tone.
Okay, so what was the first one?
Gurgu. Did you hear that? Like, the most difficult thing, I think, is telling later on. The gut punch is easy. The flat tone is easy. Going up or knowing if it goes down a little bit before it goes up. That's the hard one.
No, I think they're all hard.
Nope,
yes, I
decide.
I do.
Okay, Didi.
Didi. Didi. Say it again.
Didi.
They all sound super flat to me.
Flat?
Yeah.
You say it yourself with a flat tone.
Didi.
Didi.
Yeah.
Didi.
Yeah, so the first one sounds flat to me.
But I'm saying Didi. Like, I'm definitely spot. Like, imagine if I'm spitting at you, if I'm aggressive. Didi.
Is that the gut punch one?
That's a gut punch.
Okay.
It's fine, don't worry. Didi. Meme.
Sounds the same.
Meme. So which tone?
Gut punch.
Gut punch, good. Meme.
That sounds like the...
Meme.
Flat one.
Good.
The first one.
Good. Meme. That's not a word. I just gave you a character with, with the flat tone, so you can tell that. You can tell them apart. Brilliant. Okay, lastly, we have ma. My favorite one. You've learned it before when we checked that you knew enough, or that, yeah, checked, like, that you were a good candidate for this course. Ma with a neutral tone.
Mm-hmm.
It comes at the end of the sentence. Most characters that are at the end of a very, very end, or supposed to be there always, not just by coincidence, they are usually flat, like ah, mm-hmm. or ma. Okay, so with ma now, we have, it's a verbal question mark.
All right.
Which is one of my favorite things about Chinese. I know I told you about this one before, but what it does is that it literally takes. And this makes it so easy in Chinese. Let's start with English. We say like, I am Felix.
Yes.
To say that, to make that a question, it's am I Felix? So you have to reverse things.
Yeah.
And then whenever I'm saying like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Okay, good. I don't know what this does mean. No, that doesn't make sense. Chinese people struggle so much with this.
Mm.
Instead, they would just say, what this means? I don't know what this means. Like, they don't reverse, they don't change locations for anything.
Right.
Instead, they say, this means potato?
Question mark.
Question mark. Does this mean potato?
Right.
Okay, so all the does or can or reversing or anything which is complicated as hell in our language and makes it so easy, very difficult to learn any language, all of these, just screw them and just go with ma at the end. Just say the statement, put the ma there.
Okay.
So now I will make it. What's easy as well is I can say and then I can ask you a question, like ma, and I'm pointing at you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So and am I hungry?
You answer.
Hao e.
Good. And what I don't want you to do there is go, how do you ask? How do you say yes in Chinese? But too many people ask that question too soon, and the way to say it is just the way I answer that is just listen to the question and answer with the
just
question.
Just repeat it and then just. Drop the ma.
Yeah, which makes it so easy for me to like, or before at least, or my best tip to anyone who goes in China is just listen to a taxi driver and repeat what he says at the end of the sentence. If you don't have no idea what he says before it, you'll understand. He'll be like, oh, you know Chinese very well. How how? Okay, good. So we have, what was it I just said? We have.
You asked if I was hungry.
Oh yeah, ma. And then I'll show you something. I'm like, is this beautiful? How you ask?
Mei ma?
Mei ma.
Mm.
And then like you were like, oh, if I want to say really beautiful, like mei a ma. No, you can't say that ah. Because ma replaces ah. It's either or.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, what is it? Be like, hao ma? Is it good?
Mm.
Be like, then you can skip the ma, you can replace it with the ah.
Hawa.
Hawa. Mm. Oh, really good. Like, so good.
Hawa.
Good. Good. Very, very, very good. Very good. The word cha is from, like, chai. You know how we say chai tea?
Yeah.
The word chai literally means
tea.
Tea. So we say tea. but it's not chai, it's cha. It's from Chinese. So if this is tea, which it is,
definitely.
Then you would say, I would drink and you would ask, is tea good?
Is tea good? So chai.
No, chai, cha.
Cha hao ma?
So good. Cha hao ma. What tone is cha? Cha.
I have no idea.
Well, don't say that too early. keep pushing yourself down. Cha.
It sounds like it's kind of going up.
It's going up? Is it going down first a little bit? Cha.
Okay.
Wait, is it?
I don't
know. Cha. Cha.
Yeah.
Cha. If it was going, no, it's not. If it were going down, it would be cha. Now
okay,
it's just
yeah.
cha.
Yeah.
No discussion, like just cha, nothing to hesitate on there. Cha. You can even say cafe, one of my favorite words.
Coffee.
This is one of those that were like, okay, we don't have this. English people brought this into our language. Just like in, I was in the Maldives, and then they were like, and then I said, how do you say cheese here? They were like, cheese. And I was like, no, how do you say cheese in Maldivian or whatever? And they were like, oh, cheese. No. And then I realized, oh, wait, I'm a stupid white person who's, who's trying to ask them about a word that never had before they asked us. And so cafe is the same here.
Right.
We say cafe. Yeah. Cafe.
Cafe.
What tones? Cafe.
It sounds sort of flat to me.
Both of them, or what? Cafe.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So good. Cafe. You asked me if coffee is good.
Do I start with a cafe or do I start with a how? No, I start with a how.
Make it a statement first and just put ma at the end.
Cafe how.
So you say cafe how and then ma.
Ma.
Good.
Right. Say cafe how ma.
Cafe how ma.
Cafe how ma.
And then I could be like how, or I could be, the longer sentence would be cafe how a, or cafe how how. Good. Just remember to put the ah at the end. Like after this class, immediately you go out on the street. If you ever saw a Chinese person around here, we're in the north of Sweden. There are none.
nope.
Then you could literally say, you could say this and get away with it, and people would think you are so good at Chinese. If you just, I remember to add that ah at the end. I've gone into a water bottle shop. No, just a shop to buy a water bottle so many times, and I go, how much is it? Or I want water. Or water is expensive, and they're like, oh wow. Your Chinese so good lah. In Chinese then. Their like level of being able to be impressed is so incredibly low. Make sure you nail the ah and you're good to go. Already after these 20 minutes, you'll be better than 90% of, or 99% of everyone who doesn't speak Chinese.
Incredible.
Or who's learned it a little bit at least. Okay, cafe, how? Now we will start negating things, finally. We just say bu.
Bu.
Bu. Okay, so we will say bu, and then we'll work with, like, ask you questions, and you'll have to answer if it's bu or if it is indeed something. Okay, bu before the adjective.
Right.
Okay, so that would be like, if it's not good.
Bu hao.
Bu hao, good. And remember now, the businessman on the phone in Chinese, he's like, is it good or okay? What would you say?
Hao
ma.
Hao ma.
Hao ma.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't be. Hao ma. And then the other businessman on the other side of the line would say
不好,
or if he was impressed.
Why would he be impressed if it's not good?
Well, if it was good.
Okay, 好啊.
Good. So it's 好啊, it's three different levels. It's 不好, no. It's 好, or it's 好好啊. Very good, very good. Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to, so that's what you can ask. I'll say 好吗? And you answer no.
不好,
good. And then I'll ask you, you have to answer, just for practice sake. When I ask you something now, I'll ask you like, is the coffee good? Remember, we don't note here that we don't say the coffee. That's just like a surplus word. We don't need it. Excessive word. So in Chinese, they would just say, is coffee good? Or coffee
would they,
is good.
Yeah, ma. Would it say is? Or would it just be good. Coffee
good? Good. Coffee good, ma.
Coffee good, question mark?
Exactly. So it's literally just coffee good. And then you need to answer, coffee is not good, or whatever you want.
Yep.
But start by negating all of the things that I say now.
Yep.
So it's really easy to answer questions in Chinese, because you just take the information you're given, and you remove the ma at the end.
Right.
Okay, cafe 好吗?
Cafe 不好.
Cafe, oh, slowly. No, it's so good.
Cafe 不好.
No, I'm saying slowly, because you're too good. 你好吗?
不好
good. 妹妹妹妹吗?
What's that?
Sorry about that. So I guess microphone stopped working for a second.
Little sister
beautiful
question mark.
Yeah.
妹妹
ah, very good, very good, very good. I'm sorry, trying to make you add you don't need to do that, but you remember you can add 不美啊, like if you're just excited about it or something. Okay. But you don't need to, that's perfect. Okay. 茶好吗?
茶不好啊.
Good. And if you want to say the ah, it's 不好啊, that makes you sound Chinese. Okay. 哥哥妹吗?
So that's older brother is pretty?
Yeah.
哥哥不美啊.
不美啊. Brilliant. 马美吗?
马不美吗?
Ma, oh yeah, that's a funny one, because what usually happens, and you go, oh no, I know better, I know better, and I can 100% acknowledge that, and that's fine, is that when you hear a ma sentence, you want to answer it quickly, you throw in a little ma there at the end. That happens so many times, it means you're on the right way.
Right.
Okay, ma or ma, 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 ma.
Is mom hungry?
Is hungry, or is a horse?
Ma,
ma, ma.
Ma
bu e, ma bu e, ma bu e. Okay, brilliant. I think that's plenty good to go. Let's do. That was ma. Okay, good. So now we've practiced all of these things, and so we can say not hungry. I'll just say a few things that you need to say. So not hungry.
Bu e.
Good. Not beautiful.
Bu me.
Mom is not beautiful.
Ma bu me
ya. Oh, you said ma. You can say mama. That's more common also. Mama. Okay. Dad is hungry.
Baba.
Good. And little brother is not hungry.
Didi bu.
Didi bu. Very, very good. Okay. Now we have and we have ke as well. That's thirsty.
Ke.
Ke. Tell me what tone it is.
Ke. It's the check mark.
It's the check mark. Ke. Brilliant. And you just said that you were bad with tones. I don't think you are. I think I'm the one who's allowed to judge from now on.
No.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you whatever it is, and you're going to say not hungry, but instead. You don't have to say but instead. Not hungry is thirsty, okay? Or if I'm asking you thirsty, maybe you say is not thirsty, is hungry. So
how would I do,
I'll ask, go on.
How would I do but is?
Cause we don't do that.
So we just say not hungry, thirsty.
Yeah, not hungry is thirsty, yeah. Well, okay. No, we don't even say is. So I'll go first with you. Ni ma.
Right, and I would say ni.
Oh yeah.
No, I would not say ni.
No, yeah.
I just say bu e.
Bu e. Good. And then you would say
ke.
Ke. Good. It would be like hao ke.
Hao
ke. Hao ke. Good. Mao. Mao e ma.
What is that? Is the cat hungry?
Yeah.
Mao bu e.
Good. And then what else do we have? We have ma, e ma.
Ma, bu ma. No, sorry, not the ma. Ma, bu. So, what did you say again?
Oh yeah, sorry. I previous question, I forgot to let you have enough time to answer. Let's go back to ma, because you're supposed to say ma, ma is not hungry, is thirsty.
Ma, bu, e, ke.
Ma, bu, e, ma.
Ma, ke.
Good, and try now. Brilliant, so good. Try now to say hao. Also, so be like, yeah, good, how
right.
Good, and the ah finishes your sentence, and you should be proud and lean back and be like, and then you're good. You can like exaggerate for a few seconds there. Okay, and then we can go with, it's like I'm going to say,
no, say the thing about the horse again.
Oh, yeah, ma, ma,
is the horse hungry?
Mm.
Ma bu e.
Mm. Ma hao ke. Ma hao ke. So good, so good, so good. Mama e ma.
Mama bu e.
Okay, but dad is hungry.
Baba hao ke.
Mm.
Sorry.
Oh, good, good, good.
That's
it. I think I'll let that one slide. Really, really good. We will stop there. Next time, we are continuing with le. Le is so good la. Le is, it like, yeah, it, all of these things. Oh, there's some elements in Chinese that will just liberate so much more. Le is one of them. It was used in ancient Greek, and that's the last time that it was witnessed until I realized, because no one's ever explained that before, but I realized because I was coincidentally studying both at the same time, and then I realized, wait, we're using the same, it's called an aspect particle. It's how they treat time in Chinese. It might sound pretentious and philosophical and advanced, but it's not really. It gives you so much opportunity to learn and to start saying new things in Chinese. So we'll start off next lesson with le.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Please.
You say la sometimes at the end of sentence.
La. La is like le, but with an a.
Yeah, but sometimes you say very good la.
Very good la. Yeah. Yes. So le. I don't want to explain le for now, but le, that's basically le. Le means that it's to change something. Like something has happened, like I'm happy now. 好了, you can say. But A or la is the la with the a together. So it's changed and I'm happy about it. It's la.
Oh, okay.
Chinese people always say la.
Alright.
Because they're like, oh, how la, how la, how la. Okay, lovely. Or like, ula, ula, ula. You can say
so
also.
So they're very happy to be hungry.
Well, just, they're hungry now. They don't have to be happy. Just feel a lot of emotion about it.
Alright.
But okay, today we've done tones. Mm-hmm. Okay, flat. Mm-hmm. Going up.
Yep.
Check mark. And down. We've done mom, dad, gugu, older. Yep. We've done mei mei.
Yep.
We've done didi.
Yep.
We have not done older one, but I don't want to overwhelm your brain, so we will ignore that one for now. And we've learned how to say they are beautiful. We learned ma, neutral tone, just being a question mark. So useful. And we also learned how to negate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With what?
Bu.
Bu. We learned tea and coffee. Cha, cafe, and we learned thirsty as well.
Mm.
Mm. And yeah, 你渴吗?
不渴.
你饿吗?
不饿.
嗯，好.
好。And
finally, we'll learn goodbye. You saw me write it.
I did.
How do you say it?
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Chinese people actually claim that. Like I've asked them, and they're like, "Where did this come from? Where does bye bye come from?" They're like. Chinese la! Yeah, the la there. Chinese la! In this case, you don't need to read into my la there, it's just Chinese. Sounding Chinese. So, bye bye. By the way, tell me what tones they are. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Say it slowly.
Bye. Bye.
Gut punch.
Gut punch, and then bye bye.
Zero.
Good. Because you know that if it's the same twice, then we negate. Oh, the last one is just neutral. Bye bye. Yes, again, Chinese people, they would just say, no, this is a Chinese word. We don't have anything to do with English. Some of them don't even know that bye-bye is an English word.
Right.
But I would tell you that it's from English. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're watching this as a video, then you'll notice that we've changed the surroundings here. I just wanted to put this video last in the previous recording, the one you're watching or the one you're listening to, and I just wanted to add that now you will start listening to these vocabs and sentences, and while you're doing that, if there's a sentence that you hesitate on or a word that you hesitate on, try to like understand which word it is. If it's like your mom or mom is beautiful, mama, Wait, I forgot. So beautiful, good. Mark that down in your vocab list. Either it's a physical copy where you can literally write it down, or it's on your computer. That makes sense, no?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Just mark it out for yourself, and that's beautiful. More on that later. Now, before we finish actually that last video, I want to do a short one because I think it's interesting, and I wanted to wait, but then I realized, no, I don't want to wait. Because already now, we can make a dialogue. Mm-hmm. We can make a how you doing dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most common one, and what we'll say now is we'll say hey, how are you? And then we'll say good, how are you? And then we'll say good, bye bye. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we haven't learned how are you yet, but you can probably deduct from what we've learned so far. How would you say how are you, huh?
你好吗?
That was very fast. That was very fast. Yes, 你好吗? Exactly. So why?
You good? Question mark.
You good question mark.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So new good question mark. Or just like the Chinese people on the phone would be like, how ma, how ma? Is it good? Is it good? But now we're asking, are you good? Are you good? Good. Good. So how do we answer? Ni hao ma?
Hao
hao a. Hao hao a. Hao hao a. Brilliant. So we have, we start with, how do we say hello?
Ni hao.
And then we say hello back.
Ni hao.
And then we say, how are you?
Ni hao ma.
And then I say, good.
How how?
How how? Very good. And then I say you good back. You.
Ni hao ma.
Hmm. And then be like yeah or not good maybe.
Bu hao.
And then I go bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You should start.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao ma.
Hao. Ni hao ma.
Bu hao.
Oh. E ma.
Bu e.
渴。 渴，哦，好渴啊，哦哦哦，拜拜。
拜拜。
So good.
It sounds like that's not my problem. Sorry. Oh, that sucks. Bye.
There's water over there, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Brilliant. That was it from this second session. Now I'll see you in the third one, which we're sitting at right now. Bye bye.